Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,665. Barry E. Hastings seeks a variance to reduce the rear yard and side yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Butler Mill Road in the Branch View subdivision off of West Stein Road, highway. The 911 address is 25392 Butler Mill Road Drive, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 531, Map 12, Parcel 171. They are seeking a 13-foot variance from the rear and an 8-foot variance for the side for a garage. Received no letters in opposition. We did receive 2 letters in support. The letters in support are that one is the property owner directly behind Mr. Hastings. They've reviewed the letter that the office sent out, and they have no objections to Mr. Hastings' request. And the other one is that this property owner is adjacent to Mr. Hastings, and they would like to go on record that they have no objection and am in support of the variance requested to reduce the rear and side yard setbacks. And we received no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Barry E. Hastings.
Your address?
25392 Butler Mill Drive, Seaford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Show it. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Fine, sir. Can you explain to the board your request, your variances?
Okay, we just put a pool in, and I had a shed in the back that was 10x16, and we pulled it out and got rid of it. And I want to build a bigger building back there for storage for the pool supplies. Uh-huh. And plus, I've got an old Jeep. I can park it back there, so my wife can get her vehicle back in the garage since it stays out all the time now. Okay. I've got 2 other letters from neighbors across my back. Mm-hmm. Besides the 2 that were sent in, if you want me to read those.
You can just hand them into the secretary, okay, if you would, please.
Okay. The one says that they have no problem with the improvements on Mr. Hastings' property. He's a great neighbor for the last 20 years. And the next one is, I'm happy. They're okay with the application. I'm sorry, I can't make out one of the words, but they're happy regarding the building on the property for Mr. Hastings.
Thank you.
And which property is that?
25392 Butler Mill Drive, Branch View and Seaford.
Okay,
that's
either your north side or your south side of you?
As far as where the building is going to be?
No.
Oh, those, actually, my property is this way. It's this one and this one. The one in the middle sent the letter.
North and south.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, thank you. And then you already said that lot 26, there's no objection to that, right? That's behind you.
Right, they sent a letter in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, okay. She just got contact with me yesterday and said that she sent a letter in.
Okay.
All right, we'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills. If you have any further questions, please.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Not knowing where the pool is, I assume the garage needs to go here because
the pool is right in the middle of the backyard. If you're looking at my back door towards the back of property, the pool is right in the center. Off to the left is all my drainage field. So the right, which is the same place where I had my shed, is going to be built there. It'll be matching the house, stick built, you know, block foundation, rain gutters, vinyl siding. And since we put the pool in, we put a privacy fence all the way around the backyard. Mm-hmm. And I came in 3 foot on the back and 2 foot on the side, just a 6 foot white privacy fence. It'll be on the inside of that too, naturally.
Okay. Mr. Rickard,
now, did you get a permit for this? Did you get a permit?
For the building so far?
Yeah.
No, they told me I had to apply for this before I get the permit.
Okay.
Now for my pool, which we put in beginning of summer, we had a permit for that. Clark's pool got that, and since then it's been closed out, and we got the
So this is not here yet, okay? That's what you're telling me, that you haven't built it yet.
Oh, no, no. They told me I couldn't do anything until I got this.
It's showing here, and I'm, you know, that's just...
Oh, the drawing from the surveyor? Yeah, they told me I had to get a drawing from the surveyor.
Correct. Okay, so you, it's not, nothing's been built yet?
No.
You have a permit, you're coming here to...
I started this back in April, and this is how far I've gotten now, so...
There's no other place in the yard that...
It can't go, no.
I don't have a, you know, I don't see anything with your house here or anything.
Yeah, on that side, we put a double 5-foot fence in so we can get in and out on that side.
On the north side, you're saying?
Correct, on the north side, yes. Now, the garage, it's just going to have one garage door. It's not going to be a double garage door. Like I said, we're going to use it for storage for our pool chairs, pool supplies, and all that. Keep it out of yard.
All right.
If you can when you made out, you got the permit, is that correct, for your application here?
I don't have a permit for that. They told me.
No, I mean your application. Did you make the application out? The application that you gave to us? All right, and then you have the questions there. Would you go down those 5 questions for us, for the board?
Okay, for uniqueness of the property, I said I can only put it there because of the pool and the septic. There's not enough room on the other side because I need an extra X amount of feet just in case that drainage field messes up. That's where my extra spot is over there. And it's not wide enough for the building. And then cannot be otherwise development. I said I couldn't put any closer to the front of the property line because of my house and my existing garage on my house. So that way I got some space in between the two so I can get into it. It don't look junked up.
Right.
And then not created by the applicant. I just said this was the only place that I could build it. And then will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I said it will not alter the character of the neighborhood. If anything, it would cause the property values around us to go up. And then minimum variance. I had minimum variance would be, we rode over, I think I had 10 feet, and then I made it 13 feet on the back and then 7 feet on the side. And since the pool, I started this before the pool was put in, and since the pool was put in, I can actually move it, if you're facing the building, 1 foot farther to the left, so actually I could have 8 feet on the side of the property if I need to be or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So you've tried it other places? In other words, you've thought about other places?
Yeah, well, I can't put it on the other side at all. Matter of fact, we pulled up 4 pine trees to put it in this spot here. I had to cut them down, get stumps grind up to put them, because I had pines going all the way down the side of the property.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Mr. Wood?
I've got pictures, too, if you want to see them, as far as what the backyard looks like, where the building's going to go.
All right, you pass them down to the secretary, please.
Okay.
She'll pass them down.
We're just going to keep them for the record.
Okay. It's just... where we put the pool in, looking straight back where the pool's at, all on the left side and all in the back, we put sod all in there, so wouldn't have to wait for the grass. And then once the building gets put in, if I get to put it in back there, then we're going to put sod in front of it. That way, I don't want to put sod in it now because the cement mixer's got to get back there and the backhoe to dig the footer and all that, so that would be after all that. I've got irrigation in the yard and everything, so.
Mr.
So that's where you took the pine trees down?
That's where I've cut the bottom of them up. Actually,
this is where it's going right here?
No, actually, it's going to go right here. That's going to be the edge of it right there.
Okay.
The pine trees used to go all the way down to the ground. You probably got another one.
This is right here with
them. Yeah, that's where it's going to go. So actually, this is, that's about what it looks like right there.
Okay.
So the pool's going to go, garage will go there. Then from here, on back around, we got sod. I just planted the grass in there for right now, but that'll come up and I'll put sod in there like we got across the back and the side.
Okay, any further questions, Mr. Berman?
No, he answered all of them.
I'm sorry?
He answered all of them.
Right in there, that's right in there. Are there any further questions for Mr. Sharp?
It looks here from the drawing that it's a garage and a utility building. Are they going to be 2 separate structures?
No, it's all together.
Okay.
So originally I had a shed that was back there at 10 by 16. So this, the roof's going to come off like this towards the front. and then where that building is on the side, it's connected to it, but it's going, the roof's gonna come off the other way. Okay. That's just basically so I can keep my lawnmower and yard tools and all that in there.
So the existing shed is still...
It's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, yeah, it's gone, yeah.
Okay. Is that in the same location as what's shown as a utility building here, or...
That's where my shed was, back there with the garage. Now, when my shed was back there, it was... We didn't have the fence up around the property then, and it was 5 feet or 6 feet from the back of the property and about 7 or 8 feet from the side. It was one of those, like, portable sheds, sits on blocks or whatever, had wooden floor in it.
And you, I just want to clarify, you did you say that you could move the garage a foot further south?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any further questions? Hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, we have one there in the pack. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Sharp, just to ask you a question, I just want to ask that question again. You can... In other words, you could move the whole unit, the utility?
The whole building, if you're looking at it from the front.
You could move it south?
I could move it south a foot farther.
A foot farther.
And that would put me right to the edge of the concrete of the pool.
Okay.
Do you want that?
Do you?
I can do, yeah. That's no problem.
Okay, I mean, if that's what you want that then.
Instead of a 7 foot variance, you'd...
Yeah, I can go 7 foot. I mean, 8 foot.
6 foot. Or 8 foot.
What, yes, it's got 7 foot on the thing here. Six foot. Pardon me?
6 foot, right?
No, I'd move it so I would have 8 foot instead of 7 foot.
Okay,
so it would be far.
You'd only need a 6 foot variance then if you moved it a foot. If you moved it a foot to the south.
You're asking for a 7 foot variance. That right. means to encroach 7 feet in.
Right. Yeah. If I moved it a foot,
then you only need a six foot variance.
No, I'm going the other way. So it would be 8 foot then.
How far, okay. How far off did you, when you applied, how far from the property line did you want your building to be?
I think when I first did it, I think I told him 7 foot, but I can go 8 foot.
The way it's drawn, it shows that it's eight feet away from the property line.
Right? Okay, right. I can go 8 feet.
Okay, so you couldn't go a foot further south then?
No.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to get confused.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, because originally when he drew it up, my original plan, I had 7 feet from the back of the property line, but when I come over here and applied for it, you know, I told him I can move it farther away from the back of the property line, and he wrote that down.
I know. I just want a clarification on Mr. Sharp's question also.
So again, then let's be sure, then we're
looking at a 7 foot variance.
7 foot variance.
He wants it 8 foot.
Yeah, I can make it 8 foot.
Okay.
So basically, for the board's clarification, what he's showing on the drawing is what he can do.
What he can do. Okay.
Correct.
What he's proposing.
He couldn't go any further south.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, and then Chair, I'll call for opposition. Then Chair would entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,665. The applicant has certainly answered all the five questions for the variance that you needed to criteria for that variance, okay? And what you've said also makes sense because of the fact that the pool and the septic system's there, so you have no other room, so that makes uniqueness to the property because you have a building and a swimming pool there. I mean, your dwelling. The exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by you because of the fact that you have don't have any more room back there to move it left or right. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. You've had testimony to that, okay, that the neighbors are not in objection to this. And the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And I believe it represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay, do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, we have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,665. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mill?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,665 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.